On a football pitch in the small town of Paringeen, there is the pungent but unmistakable odour of blood. Scattered across the muddy playing field lie discarded shoes, photographs, hair grips and even babies' clothes. Last Sunday night, a group of almost 120 people were brought here by the Dayaks and systematically butchered. Standing on the football pitch, a man who had watched the massacre take place described what happened.